By 2024, over 1 in 3 of the U.S. population will access sports, news, and entertainment content via ad-supported streaming services. With more consumer options than ever, it's critical for brands to understand the latest trends. Tubi, Fox's free ad-supported streaming service, recently released their annual report, The Stream, detailing the latest insights on consumer behaviors and investment strategies for advertisers. To learn more about Tubi and get a copy of the report, visit tubi.tv/thestream.
The University of North Texas Health Science Center at Fort Worth is a premier academic medical center that believes in the bigger picture of health. We're committed to ensuring a healthy future for everyone. Learn more at treatboldly.unthsc.edu.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
My friends, we made the decision that we would go back on Twitter, the social media platform that heretofore discriminated against we conservatives. And we got back on, and we're not really promoting it. We're kind of using it as a kind of a monitor situation, defending our allies and being general pains in the rear ends to those who, you know, frankly, are left-wingers and who want to be a pain in our rear end. So we follow Elon Musk, and you want to know why all of a sudden we're starting to see President Trump thrust back into the headlines. We're going to arrest him. We're going to arrest him. I love this meme. I'm going to have to describe it to you because, well, it's audio only. But it is Dr. Evil. Yes, Dr. Evil, Austin Powers. And Dr. Evil's on the red phone saying, the banking system is collapsing. And then you see his Nazi consort, that really hard woman. I don't even know what her character's name was. But anyway, she's yelling, arrest Donald Trump. And that is the distraction, of course, because left-wingers are destroying this country. Democrats are destroying this country. And their enablers in the Republican Party are trying to hand us over to communist China without firing a shot. Because, I mean, I'm speculating here, folks, but I think a conversation has been had that is similar to this. Man, we have really screwed everything up. And so we're going to have to turn everything over to China. They'll make sure we're well taken care of. But we just can't let the American people find out until it's too late, until we've taken all their rights away and all their ability to hold us accountable away. That's what I think is what's happened. They've neglected our defenses. They neglected the Constitution. And they have set us up for a huge and massive fall. So the only thing they can see now is just to, you know, let America fall and make sure that they and their families are protected while they screw the rest of us. That seems to be the MO, the modus operandi behind what most of these socialist Democrats are doing and their Republican enablers who are not conservatives. So while I was away, the banking system started to, you know, have a couple of heart attacks. The third largest bank closure in American history happened on Beijing Biden's watch. Let me just go through a couple of headlines about the banking system. This is from Newsmax. Only one Silicon Valley Bank board member had investment banking experience, an investment banking career. Only one of them. The rest of them were woke idiots. Patronage jobs. Right? They didn't know their rear ends from a hole in the ground. Just one member of Silicon Valley Bank's board of directors had an investment banking career, according to the UK Daily Mail, while others were major donors to the Democrat Socialist Party. And that's why Silicon Valley Bank is belly up. It's because they were woke. Democrats don't know how to make money. All they know how to do is lose money, your money, not their own, your money. And that's why it's busted. Silicon Valley Bank, writes the Daily Caller. Silicon Valley Bank committed over $73 million to BLM and social justice causes before it collapsed. Now, that's not being acknowledged by Andrew Yang, who's a Democrat who doesn't offend me. But Andrew Yang is talking with Bill Maher. And here's the other side of this collapsing coin. Listen to this exchange.
So, unfortunately, we're in the early innings of a disaster movie when it comes to the financial sector, because you had interest rates go from essentially 0% over 12, 14 years to 4.5% in just a series of months. So Silicon Valley Bank, people have to understand, they went bust by buying treasury bills. They did not buy something risky. They bought the least risky thing on the table.
Right. And
that's not true. That's just not true. $73 million was donated alone, was committed to BLM and social justice causes. So that's not true. Now, the fact that they didn't do anything risky, they got into plenty of risky stuff. But there's also this safe investment, so-called safe investment they made.
It became risky because interest rates spiked. There's 100% chance that a lot of other banks that are the exact same thing, they have not hedged the risk. There are landmines all over the balance sheets of the financial sector.
And interest rates spiked, right, because of inflation.
Yes.
That's why they had to... Okay, so when Uncle Sugar was very generous during COVID, right? That was the result of that. That's what caused the inflation, a lot of what caused the inflation. You cannot put $6 trillion that you don't have in people's pockets and not expect some inflation. That's what caused this rate, and that's so it's all connected.
Well, yeah, another way of saying that is government policy. It wasn't just during COVID. It's the drunken spending that Washington has been addicted to, kicking the can down the road and not addressing good fiscal policies. This has been the stock and trade of Democrat socialists and their Republican enablers. All they can agree on is to spend more money that we don't have. There are no grown-ups in the majority inside of the legislature of the United States. There just are none in the majority. So Mitch McConnell gets together with Chuck Toomer and says, let's spend because we can't be adults and agree on priorities for spending. So we're going to spend on everything. It's the least responsible thing to do. Then there's, again, the third largest bank collapse, First Republic Bank. That's an East Coast bank. And its executives sold $12 million in stocks in 2 months leading up to the collapse. Now, why would they do that? Several executives, including the bank's president of private wealth management, the chief crediting officer, and the CEO, sold a combined $7 million in shares in 2 months leading up to the stock's crash. Executive Chairman James Herbert II also sold $4.5 million worth of shares in that time frame. Now, what about James Herbert II? Now, who has he been donating to? Let's just have a look at campaignmoney.com. That's a list of political contributions. Right at the top, $500 to Debbie Stabenow, a Democrat. Right off the top. And as we scroll down, we see, you know, the NRSC, $50,000 to the National Republican Senatorial Committee. And while we're speaking of senators, Senator Susan Collins, who's an alleged Republican but actually votes like a Democrat, $2,800 to her. Elizabeth Warren for president. A couple of donations made to her. And then we scroll down to Texans for Senator John Cornyn. $5,000 from James Herbert, political contributions to Senator John Cornyn. This is the guy, this Herbert character, who sold all of his stocks ahead of the collapse, the third largest bank collapse in American history. And who does he like donating to? You know, moderate squishes who betray Texas, like John Cornyn. Folks, plenty of other things to be paying attention to in our economy. It all is part and parcel, folks, but I thought I'd ask an economic expert. Trish Regan, up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to TexasScorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
All right, my friends, let's get to our guest, Trish Regan. She is the most trusted voice, in my opinion, in economics in the country. That's just me, editor-in-chief of TrishIntel.com, and the host of the Trish Regan Show. She also will weigh in time to time. She'll dip her toe into the pop culture and weigh in there as well. Trish, welcome back to the Salcedo Show.
Oh, so good to talk to you, as always, Chris, and thank you for that. I would say, and I spoke with you about this at length, I was probably the only person that called inflation, and I called it way back in August of 2020, and I knew it was coming, and sure enough, here we are.
Ta-da. Yeah, you know what? I want to talk to you about inflation, jobs, and everything, because I was watching some of the quote-unquote economic news out there, and I think you do it. This is not me shooting sunshine. This is me just saying I think you do it more honestly and upfront than probably certainly anybody over at CNBC or Fox Business. But I think you give the straight poop, and you really don't care who it offends. So
you know me. I'm conservative, and I have conservative values. But when it comes to our economy, look, I just want America to succeed, bottom line. When it comes to national security, I just want America to succeed.
Thank you.
And I don't care who gets us there as long as we get the intended result. Unfortunately, with this team, we are seeing the antithesis of that. I mean, national security is an absolute mess. You look at what Haynes was saying just yesterday about our border. We don't even have the resources, Chris, to get a hold of the fentanyl situation.
Right.
We are anticipating a mass influx. And you're down there in Texas. You know this well. At our border in May, I mean, there are so many unintended consequences of policy decisions that have been made by this administration. And it's so frustrating to watch. Jennifer Granholm, I mean, her biggest claim to fame, right, was a failed show on MSNBC and a brief stint as Michigan's governor. She's head of the Energy Department. She has no plan other than to cancel fossil fuels, just as we are going into a major conflict with Russia and Ukraine. So energy comes off the market, but she's got no solution because she just wants to shut down the fossil fuel industry. It is like the left hand doesn't talk to the right. And my frustration, and again, I say this from a very honest place, I am willing. Anybody that can come up with the plan that's going to fix things, I don't need to be partisan on that front. But I care passionately about policy, and the policy that these guys have right now is a disaster for this country, and I'm really worried.
Yeah, so am I. Let me go to the jobs, because yesterday, and this is where I was going with this, it was the ADP jobs release, the numbers. Oh, they were greater than expected, and I've been around long enough to see a great ADP number ahead of a lousy unemployment number that's been put out by once everything has been taken into consideration. But it's this happy talk from individuals who point to these ADP job numbers versus the actual job numbers. Can you just tell the folks why ADP is even looked at as a metric when often
it's always wrong.
It's always wrong.
I got in trouble actually years ago at CNBC because I called this out. They were like, I used to anchor there and at Bloomberg as well, but I was like, ADP's always wrong. Why are they always wrong? And the next thing you know, I get the head of ADP, you know, emailing me and my boss. Why is she complaining about ADP? ADP, for whatever reason, they always issue a ton of revisions, and ultimately they tend to be most often wrong. So just take it with a grain of salt. But even if they're saying there's a ton of jobs added, Chris, it's not good news for the Federal Reserve. I mean, it's good news for all of us, right? We want people getting jobs, but the Fed is freaking out because they now realize this economy is running hotter than they would like. Wages are going up, which we love, of course. We want people to earn more money, but it's creating all this inflation because why? Oh, you go back to what Joe Biden did. I mean, that Inflation Reduction Act, where he pumped $750 billion more into the economy, the $1.2 trillion Infrastructure Act that wasn't infrastructure. It was all about social programs. You pump that much money into the economy, Chris, you will have inflation for a long, long time. And
long.
So the Fed's saying, okay, well, we got to deal with this some way. We got to suck the money out of the economy. We're going to raise rates. That's going to hurt the average American. It's going to hurt the middle class.
Did you catch this exchange between Senator Kennedy and Jerome Powell? I'm going to play a little bit of it because this is the game. This is what they're doing. Have a listen to Senator Kennedy, who I love, by the way, and Jerome Powell.
Let's try to unpack this then. I'm not trying to trick you. You're raising interest rates. You're raising interest rates to slow the economy, are you not?
Yes, to cool the economy off.
And one of the ways you measure your success, other than fluctuation in gross domestic product, is the unemployment rate. Is it not?
Yes, one of the measures.
Okay. So in effect, this, I'm not being critical. When you're slowing the economy, you're trying to put people out of work. That's your job, is it not?
Now, he didn't want to answer that, but it's true. And what Senator Kennedy's ultimate point ended up being, Trish, was, you know, we could do this by killing the American job market, which is what you're doing, or we can actually do the responsible thing as lawmakers and curb government spending. And of course, nobody in government wants to do that. But that's that's because, and I would rationalize, maybe you feel differently, we have very few grown-ups in government these days.
We have no grown-ups. I mean, by the way, go see how many of those people in Congress were actually business owners or have economics degrees. They're all, you know, poli-sci majors because they all want to go into politics, and then they have a whole, you know, multi-decade career in politics, and that's what we've got in Joe Biden right now. These are career bureaucrats. Jim Jordan, at least I credit Representative Jordan. I didn't realize he was an economics major. He was grilling folks on the committee when they were trying to, you know, they're trying to get to the bottom of this coronavirus, Wuhan Institute, where it came from. And it's so sad because he had Dr. Redfield, who ran the CDC up there, and
yeah.
Redfield was labeled a racist by the Baltimore Sun because he was one of the first to come out and say, look, it came from the Wuhan Institute. Anyway, Jim Jordan was like, you know, look, I'm just a simple guy from Ohio. I was an economics major, though. And he was talking about sort of the money that was getting flushed around to the Institute and then to people to get $9 million worth of grants. But I did not realize he was an economics major. And we need more people that are grounded in the study of economics or have been business owners and know what it's like to have to meet payroll every single week. Instead, we got pie-in-the-sky politicians that just don't get it. They aren't grounded in anything real. So Kennedy is a great example. He gets it. He knows how this is going to hurt the middle class. He knows it. And you know what? It's self-inflicted. Biden did it. Jerome Powell did it. And now we're paying the price, and we're going to. And I'm worried. I'm worried about a recession.
Well, I think you and I have been talking about this for months now, that we're not going to be able to avoid it. Even though some of the aforementioned happy talk has been going around out there. I'm going to trust your view on this.
No, there's no happy talk. This is all spin.
Yeah.
This is all, and believe me, look, I've worked at every financial news organization, and some of them, more than others, are getting sort of the direct feed and talking points from the White House.
Right.
And the White House wants you to, I get it, they want you to feel positive about the economy. And don't forget, a lot of this is sentiment, and consumers need to feel good about things in order to make purchases and take risks. But the reality is just there. Are you really going to run out and buy a new house when interest rates have tripled? I mean, you used to be able to get a 2% mortgage, and now it's 6 and change and going higher. Are you really going to invest in the stock market when you can put your money in a treasury, maybe a 6-month treasury, and get, you know, almost 5% of a return on that? There's other options right now. So money's going to continue to come out of the economy, and there's nothing they can do about it. They did this to us, though. That's what we all need to remember.
Amen.
And elections have consequences.
Trish Regan is our guest, folks. She is editor-in-chief of TrishIntel.com, host of The Trish Regan Show. So we've been seeing some dialing back on the interest rates, but I am seeing gas creeping up again. I am seeing consumer prices still incredibly high, even though they're off their record highs of inflation during this administration. What is your feeling? Have they done enough, or are we still in for the worst?
No, they haven't done enough. And listen, I'm with Kennedy. I don't want rates going up. I know how hard this is going to be for average people. I've said before, it's insane. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the rest of them, they want to send what we would call helicopter money, right? Because that's what the Fed did. They want helicopter money going to Vassar grads that, you know, majored in gender studies. And yet they want to penalize the average American whose net worth tends to be most often in their home.
Yep.
Think about all the industry around that, right? Construction, home design. I mean, this is a big part of our economy. And this section of the economy, especially in the middle of the country, it's going to hurt the middle of the country more than anywhere else. That's what's going to get affected by this. So it's bizarre to me that they want to continue. It's haves and have nots. And we're looking more and more like Latin America. I got to tell you, every single day, more and more. And I've done, you know this, I've done a ton of study of and reporting in all of Latin America. And one of the things that always disappointed me and sort of disgusted me was how corrupt it all was. And then I look at what's going on and the corruption that really feels quite rampant here in the U.S. and the political families and dynasties that benefit from this. And I'm like, gosh, you know what? We're no better. We're no better. And then when you think about the cover-up, holy moly, I mean, the cover-up, I mean, I and you know this.
Yep.
We were all affected by this. I think you really went through some tough times with Twitter, et cetera. I know I have gotten shadow banned. All my YouTube followers, they're like, we don't understand this. Why do you only have 50,000 people on here? And I'm like, yeah, because nobody allows it to actually be seen. So if you happen to be on YouTube, go find the Trish Regan channel. It is really tough. The shadow banning is significant even to this day. I go and report, okay, well, the FBI says it came from Wuhan, China. And now the Energy Department says it most likely came from Wuhan, China, the virus that is. And I get slapped with this coronavirus, you know, more information from the CDC. They are trying to control what we think.
Yep.
They are trying to control what we buy. They are trying to control what we hear, what we see, what we learn. That is alarming. And I look at what's going on with Elon Musk. The FTC just announced another investigation into him, and this is a big one, Chris, because they want the names of every single journalist that Twitter shared the Twitter files with.
Good grief.
Anybody who got anything from Elon, they want to see all his emails, et cetera. Well, you know why. They're terrified because it's all going to come out. The State Department, the Treasury Department, Health and Human Services, Homeland Security, they were all in there via the FBI telling Twitter what they could do, what they could not do, who could be banned, who could be whitelisted. They wanted to control all the information.
All to get Trump.
It feels like we're no different than China. I mean, look at Jack Ma.
I know.
Right? He started Alibaba. Well, look what they did to him.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got different ways, but I feel for Elon right now.
I really do. And you know what, folks? Look, it was all to get Trump. It was an all-of-government approach because a lot of these folks have been bought off by communist China, and the last thing they wanted was America first. Trish, I've only got about a minute left, so I just want, what is on your radar screen, because you've been so prescient in calling things, what's on your radar screen that nobody's talking about?
Oh, that nobody's talking about. Maybe the fact that the defense minister from Ukraine, as well as his deputy, were just kicked out for corruption. The deputy is accused of stealing $400,000 of American taxpayer money.
Oh, boy.
The guy who ran the Defense Department just a few weeks ago, he was sent off because he was allegedly stealing.
Oh, boy.
And, Chris, you know what? You know, I want to. My feeling is you get into a conflict, you got to win it. You know, you just have to. But this is going to be a very, very expensive proxy war, and the problem is there's no checks and balances. And so when I look at the money, we have spent nearly as much in 1 year in Ukraine as we did 20 years in Afghanistan, and now the two top guys in the Defense Department in Ukraine are getting kicked out for corruption. So I just have to say, wait a second, do we really know who we're in business with here? Do we know where our money's going? This is American taxpayer dollars. And by the way, we don't even have enough money for our Social Security, right? Don't kid yourself. Granted, yes, I want to win this thing. I want us to be out. But it's been a year. 100,000 people on both sides, according to Milley, have died. Russian soldiers, Ukraine soldiers. These are people's lives. And we are funding this destruction. And by the way, I don't think we're getting enough for it.
Yeah. I understand why the semiconductor, the microchips battle is essential to our survival. And I get why we have to be there. But I've been asking the question, Why would we put such vital infrastructure right on the doorstep of two enemies, Taiwan and Ukraine, on the doorsteps of Russia and China?
I mean, and that's going on too. And this is a proxy war. We're in Ukraine, and China's getting involved, and they're spending money. And believe me, Ukraine, somebody's getting rich in Ukraine. I want Ukraine to be an independent country. Don't get me wrong. I'm just concerned about the way things are done. I look at diplomacy and the financial tools you have, right? Sanctions, et cetera. why the heck weren't we sanctioning the you-know-what out of Russia before it got to this? Why didn't we use every diplomatic tool we had, every financial tool we had, before we started engaging in warfare? Same thing over in Taiwan. We better be doing everything we can to fight against China financially before we start risking lives. I'd much rather lose dollars than lives.
Look, Democrats are the ones who start these major wars, and then they claim to be the party of peace. It's just... it's insane. Trish Regan, everybody.
It's big money. That's the problem. Well, it's money, 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 money.
There's that. Trish Regan, folks. She's the editor-in-chief of TrishIntel.com. That's TrishIntel.com. Pay a visit there and you can see where, you know, get past all the censorship that she is under so you can see the fine work that she does. Lady, always appreciate the visit.
Always good to talk to you, Chris. Thank you.
And that's going to put a wrap on this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Check out a couple of websites, TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com, and ChrisSalcedo.com, ChrisSalcedo.com. Those two sites complete your world. No, trust me on this. All the news that's fit to print for Texas and beyond you will find at Texas Scorecard. And at ChrisSalcedo.com, you're going to be able to track me down on the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, simulcast on TNT, and also on Rumble, and also on Getter. And also check out the Chris Salcedo show on Newsmax TV every afternoon, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth, we don't measure that worth by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure that worth by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.
The University of North Texas Health Science Center at Fort Worth is a premier academic medical center that believes in the bigger picture of health. We're committed to ensuring a healthy future for everyone. Learn more at treatboldly.untHSC.edu.